Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
The biggest surprise was the role that the Chief Justice played in this decision, because everyone thought, well, this is going to turn on the vote of Justice Anthony Kennedy, which certainly virtually all of these important decisions, virtually all, I say that, have turned in the last 7 years since 2005, and he's the swing vote. I myself thought that he would join with the four liberals in upholding the health care law under the Commerce Clause, and this is where I saved myself, that the Chief Justice would go along with him, and he would go along with him for two reasons. One is that he is the least, right-wing leaning, least conservative leaning of the five generally conservative justices after Justice Kennedy. He is the one who is closest to the center, although he is plainly to the right of the center on a majority of situations. But he's next. But even more so, and this becomes also interesting about the way the court operates, he would join because he was Chief Justice, and it had a better appearance that it would be a 6-3 decision if he didn't get anybody else on the right, instead of just the 5-4, which makes people believe it's all politics at the court. And secondly, he would have the right, as the senior justice — the Chief Justice is senior in that way — as the senior justice in a majority, to assign the opinion, who is to write it. And he could do that for a number of reasons, probably the most important being that since he was the most conservative-leaning justice on the court, it would be what's called damage control, and be able to fashion an opinion that the others would join. They had to join because they needed his vote, or at least if Justice Kennedy was willing to go along with him. And in fact, that's what happened, except it was a 5-4 instead of a 6-3.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.